grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
So it is. We've come full circle right around to another week and another edition of Marijuana Media. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Mr. Chris Fowley of the Hemp Store and Normal NZ.
Indeed.
And quite a successful J-Day on the weekend.
Mate, that was awesome.
Right.
It was very popular, very good. A huge amount of people came. I don't know what the numbers are, but a lot.
It looked
pretty good to me.
It was pretty full. I wandered through about...
I reckon there probably would have been a few numbers.
Yeah. I went through about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there was a lot of people there. Lots of people just sort of chilling on the grass, getting some food, cruising around, music playing, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and a lot of extra stalls and things this year, and a lot of different activist groups. It was a bit of a good kind of like, you know, like a village for people to walk through. 420, of course, was the peak crowd, I would say.
Right on.
That was definitely one for the record books. I think we should do a record one year. Let's get Guinness in, you know.
Yeah, how does that work? How many people?
They just stand around and watch us smoke weed. Yeah. And then there's your record. Bam! Not that I would, of course. Simulating. I learned to simulate.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wouldn't there be a huge, some sort of huge gathering in the Netherlands?
The Netherlands.
Well, it's already legal there, so why would you? But actually, the same day that is J-Day is their like their kind of Dutch Day or something. They're like Holland Day or something the royal. Anyway, there's all big celebrations there all over the place just for that. So I was there one of the times. So they moved their one forward to early June. And it's pretty cool. I actually walked along the Amsterdam parade as part. I got into being part of their parade and walked along with the police in the parade. You know, they were very friendly, very sensible police, and they were very pleased that they were not having to harass people for weeks.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. And that's what you find all around the world. When cannabis law reform happens, the police get into it. They often oppose it leading up to it, but once it's there, they like it.
Law is law to them, though. At the end of the day, it's just a black and white thing, right?
It lets them just get on with other things.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
not
distracted by having to search someone for weed because they feel they have to because there's another cop around.
I think you
know what I mean? Like, if they're in a pair or a group, they feel they have to. So, yeah, it just lets them get on with crimes that matter, you know. Speaking of which, though, so one of the things that happened this week, so it's like, yay, J-Day, but boo. down in Parliament, they drew a bill out of the ballots, at random, of course, out of the cookie jar that they do. And this is a bill from Jamie Lee Ross, who's an Auckland MP, and claims to be, you know, down with the kids and that. You know, he's the funky international. And so his bill is going to let the police saliva test drivers for meth and cannabis.
Which is the situation in Australia at the moment, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's pretty out there, man. I mean, A, it costs about $50 a driver to test them, right? Instead of just a couple of cents of waving the wand at people for booze. But it's such a convoluted process. They actually have to set up a camp in the area they're doing it. And they place you under this form of temporary arrest, right?
Wow.
And take you out of your car and take you off to this camp where they've set up. And then it takes you about half an hour to go through this thing, and you have to sit there with this cup kind of attached to your mouth, and it's depressing your tongue and making you drool, and you collect like half a cup of saliva. It's absolutely disgusting.
Jesus.
But it takes about 20 minutes of sitting there with this cup in your mouth.
I kind of want to be stoned for that.
And then if you're fine, they just let you go and say, oh, sorry for inconveniencing you.
No shit. Can I have my saliva back?
Right. So,
do they give you a glass of water and pat on the back or what?
Yeah, and there's just no actual evidence that it actually makes the road safer. This is the thing. Like testing in general, it's not actually...
What is the story with THC in saliva? How does it work? How long does it stick around for? Do you know that?
Different devices can detect them for different amounts, I guess, but in generally just a few hours, like 3 to 5 to 6 hours, that kind of thing. So it's actually a lot better than urine testing. It's more closely related to the period of supposed impairment. But again, it doesn't give you an actual threshold like with alcohol. It doesn't say whether you are impaired. And it won't detect things like edibles and things, because what it actually does is it's detecting residue inside your mouth just like the inside of a pipe or a roach. It's just the residue on its way through. So if you eat or drink anything, you'll wash your mouth out and it won't find you. Well, this is the stupidity of it. So anyone who's planning to drive high will just have a kind of or something milky, ideally fatty or something,
can
and it'll kind of dissolve
my nose?
Anything. Pardon?
Can I inhale through my nose?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, I mean, you can.
Look,
you
I
can
ask hard questions, John.
Whether that will beat it, yeah, this requires it. Research. But yeah, it just comes back to it's really stupid. This thing that he's trying to go, yeah, look, I'm going to solve this problem, but it's actually not going to solve the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
It is important for everyone to remember that he shouldn't be driving under the influence of anything, though.
Absolutely.
Right on, 100%. John.
Absolutely. Right on. Yeah. And that comes down to planning ahead as well. So if you know you're going to get high, then don't drive for 4 or 5 hours or whatever, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
But... yeah, you can do it much better. One of the things that I've seen in America is an app that's like on a phone or a tablet kind of thing, and it uses the sensors in the phone to do with your balance and your timing, mm-hmm. and then that is actually highly correlated to actual impairment, and you can do them at random, get a baseline of where you're at with your skill level, of your coordination, hand-to-eye and that, and then... if you're markedly out, hey, you must be on something. You shouldn't be driving or working at this time.
That seems a little bit whack, though, as well, because it's like, how do you know if the person's... what if I'm just a goofy person?
Well, then that's your baseline will be the goofy one. And so if it's out from that baseline...
You set it up at your natural baseline.
I have the app.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, cool.
Do it before every show, you know, to see whether you're fit to go on air.
We're in deep shit, I think, mate, if we do that. Probably, yeah.
Okay. Moving on. You were saying that... what's the name of the company you've gone public?
Oh, Hikurangi, who are the medicinal cannabis company from the East Cape. So they, over the last week, have had a roadshow going around the East Cape and getting investment from the locals, giving them the first chance, which I think is a really cool idea. Yep. And then last night they went live on Pledge Me. Well, actually tried to go on the first night and they broke Pledge Me. And then the same again happened last night. They broke it again. So this is just a huge show of faith and confidence in having a legal cannabis industry in New Zealand. That people know this is going to be big, and this is something that we need, and that it's going to be a very popular product. And so it seems people were just lining up to invest in Hikurangi, and good on them. So they've raised $2 million through Pledge Me, set some sort of record. Not only do they break the site, they set a record.
Yeah. Is this for medicinal or is this for hemp?
Well, they're actually growing hemp at the moment, and they're going to be extracting CBD out of it and selling it offshore to the Americans. I believe in their plan there's some local production too, but their main thing is extracting CBD out of hemp and selling it overseas, and then employing a whole lot of people locally. Yeah, but I think that's because, you know, that's what you can kind of envisage doing under the current law, and we don't really know where the medical cannabis bill is going to end up. So I'm sure that if it allows a hemp industry, you know, a medical cannabis industry, they'll be in, as will a bunch of other people.
Okay, and you've been featuring in the news a little bit as well.
Well, I got interviewed by Newsroom a couple of times because I was down in Wellington last Wednesday doing the submission on the medicinal cannabis bill. And so I'm one of the people that does want to enter the industry. We have a company called PharmaCann that's developing a portal to help doctors through the process and make that a lot easier at the prescription end, and then also cultivated and secure greenhouses here. And we're going through that same process of you know, trying to get all our everything in order so that we can get our license applications in as well.
Nice.
So Newsroom, to their credit, they're the first media that's really done it, where they've started to look at the technical details around actually do it.
Enough of the bullshit. Let's actually just look at what's happening. Let's get down to the nuts and bolts.
And they've looked at what's some of the problems going on overseas, and looked at what could lock out people from here, or might we get just dominated by the Australians?
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So go to newsroom.co.nz and just search on cannabis, and you'll find a couple of articles there. Definitely worth interest. Worth reading.
Lastly, Chris, what are your predictions for this time next year, next J-Day? Do you think it'll be a different climate?
Right, we would definitely have medicinal cannabis by then. We might not have products on the market, but there will be that exemption for terminally ill, and perhaps for people with pain. This is a really important time to be contacting your MP to get that happening, because they're considering, you know, that we think that's the one thing they're considering changing about the bill, is widening that exemption to cover more people than only the terminally ill, which of course are the most important, but there's a lot of people suffering for a long time and a lot of pain and other different conditions. So, contacting your MP now, because that report's going to come back in probably July, and then the whole of Parliament's going to vote for it. So we want them all behind any kind of widening of that bill. So we'll definitely have that. And then in terms of wider reform, that's probably going to happen the year after.
Right.
So we're picking that 30th J-Day, which will be 2021. That will be the post-referendum fully legal.
Wow.
We're going to win the referendum, right?
Yes.
So, by 2021, the 30th J-Day will be fully legal.
Right on.
Book it in right now.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, Chris.
Cheers. Let's do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.